Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I really appreciate you tuning in. Thank you so much for doing that. It's going to be a great day. Today is show number 355, and I think we have a great show for you. We have Charlene Wexler. She is an author, and she is she's been on the show before, several years back. Charlene is a graduate of the University of Illinois. She's worked as a teacher and a dental office bookkeeper and as a wife, mom, and grandmother. In recent years, Wexler's lifelong passion for writing has led her to create numerous essays as well as fiction. She's the author of the books Lori, Murder Across the Ocean, Murder on Skid Row, and Milk and Oranges. Her work has appeared in several publications, including the North Shore Magazine, the University of Illinois at Chicago College of Dentistry's Vision Magazine, Alpha Omega Magazine, the book and CD Famous Poets of the Heartland, A Treasury of Beloved Family Poems, Talent, and many more. I think the list is just a long list. Hey, Charlene. Oh, and something other people don't know, you probably don't say this when you're on other shows, but I know your husband's a dentist and your son is a dentist, right, Charlene?
Right.
So we have the inside scoop.
My first two books had a lot about dentistry, but the last two I kind of ventured into women instead of dentistry.
Well, I noticed that, and in fact, when I read, I was reading Murder Across the Ocean, you know, and thank you for sending that to me, by the way. So I was reading that one, and I started on the very first paragraph, and I'm going, oh my goodness, what have I gotten myself into? This started out like a trash novel. And I thought, ooh, my wife would love this, but I'm not sure. But it quickly turned into the murder mystery that it says it is on the cover, but there's still some steamy stuff in there.
Yes, I kind of ventured off on this one and thought I met some people that are into murder mysteries and went to a conference.
Oh.
And I kind of ventured off of my usual writing. I know. But it basically is the second book from Lori, but both books can stand alone.
Right, right.
And it has the same characters. And I think part of my venturing off is I grew up in the 40s and 50s when women, you know, the idea of women was meet your prince charming and you'll live happily ever after.
Right.
And so I wanted to write some books that had some strong women and then also said no matter where you come from, if you come from the upper classes with money or you come from the poor people, you have problems.
Exactly.
And the main thing in life is how you deal with them.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. Because, in fact, I tell my staff, I said, you know, it's easy for everything to go, when things are going well, for us to all get along and handle things properly. It's like you're really judged by how you handle adversity.
Right, right.
So rather than sitting around complaining about this or that, what are we doing to make it different? What are we doing to make it better?
And that's really my Lori character. And being fiction, she has maybe more problems than most people to deal with. But you never know. I mean, life is funnier than fiction, especially if you listen to the news.
Exactly. Well, and I was thinking about it. Yes, they're fiction, but there seems to be, tell me if I'm wrong, but it seems like you had to do quite a bit of research for these books. So even though the story's fiction, I mean, and because it's fiction, it gives you the latitude to, for instance, what was I going to, I made a note, they went to the Cheesecake Factory restaurant, And you put that it was at Camelback Boulevard. It's probably really at Camelback Boulevard, right?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I will say I probably cheated on some of the locations.
Oh.
I'm from Chicago. Not on what happened there, but I used locations that I knew.
Right.
I'm from Chicago. My son and daughter-in-law and three grandchildren live in Arizona.
Okay.
So Arizona became one of the locations in the book.
I know.
And also, I've been to Israel, and I've been to London.
I could tell. I was going to ask you. I was pretty sure you had to go to London. I mean, I guess these days you could have gotten all this information sitting at your computer. Of course, that wouldn't have not been as much fun. But I've been to London, so I'm thinking, oh, she went to the Gherkin building. But it doesn't seem like you went on the London Eye.
Actually, I didn't go to the Gherkin building, but I saw it. And I have friends that have been there, and I did do a lot of research on the internet.
Okay.
It's much easier now for authors than it did years ago when you had to go to the libraries and you had to, you know, find people to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
I also have friends that just were living in London and
of course.
Moved back, so I had him look at the book and tell me, what did I do wrong?
Oh, okay. So, like, how many minutes it took to get from the palace to where the Lunts lived and that sort of thing?
Right.
He would give you accurate information. And for folks who are listening who haven't been to London, the Gherkin building is, it's also known as a Swiss Re building, which I think is Swiss Reinsurance, right? It's a reinsurance company.
Right.
And it looks like a pickle.
Right. I just wanted to, you know, have something different in the story.
Okay.
Now, Israel and Germany, I've been to all the places I talked about.
Oh, that would be in the book Lori.
It's in the book Lori.
Okay, so you actually went there. That's really neat.
So that I actually went to. London, I had more help.
Okay. Did you go to those places because you wanted to write a book, or you'd been to those places and it helped you write the book?
No, I've been to the places, and it helped me write the book.
Charlene, you have this.
No, we have a dental background, and my husband, who I believe you did interview.
Yes, because he's a dental historian.
Right, he's a historian and a collector of antique dental equipment. And we did an exhibit in Jerusalem.
Ooh.
About 2 years ago. We put an exhibit in the Jerusalem School of Dental, where the Hadassah Medical Center is.
Really?
So after I came home, you know, that's when I kind of decided I wanted to get something about Israel in a book, too.
Right. So, Charlene, you have this backwards. You need to, like, go there first and do your research, and then it becomes a business expense.
I didn't think of that.
And it would be legitimate because that's what people used to have to do, right?
Right, right. Well, I have to sell enough books to make it a good big business expense.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Okay.
So we'll work on that.
In fact, let
folks know that Charlene's website is www.charlenewexler.com. Not Wexner, like here we have in Central Ohio. There's no N, it's Wexler. CharleneWexler.com. And if they would like to send you an email, it's info@charlenewexler.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So you've written many more things, but basically Lori, Murder Across the Ocean, Murder on Skid Row, and Milk and Oranges. And I enjoy them. My wife wants to read them, and actually my producer, Kelly, she wants to read them too. So we're going to pass around the ones that you were kind enough to send me. And we're also going to, I hear from your publicist, that you guys are going to make a copy available to a winner, one of our listeners today, right?
Right.
Okay. So I think we're going to have a copy of each book. So I think we're going to have three winners today. We're going to have one winner is going to win Free Flowers, another winner is going to win the book called Lori, and the other one's going to win Murder Across the Ocean. And so instead, we have four listener lines is what it is, so we can only have four winners. I'm sorry, three. I'm sorry, four callers. We're going to pick three of them. So your odds are really good today, folks, if you want to call in and win Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And I think we'll go ahead and we'll do that now. So, but before we do, as you know, the lawyers want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and you might know that the winner is going to receive free flowers from Weisdenberg Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The question of the day is, my guest today is Charlene Wexler, a former dental office bookkeeper. She is the author of what? A, a book called Lori. B, Murder Across the Ocean. C, Murder on Skid Row. D, Milk and Oranges. Or E, All of the Above. All right? So remember, we're going to have three winners. One winner gets flowers, one gets one of Charlene's books, and the other one gets the other book. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. And if you get through and you're placed on hold, don't hang up because you might be one of those winners. Go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
I bet everyone knows someone who is afraid of the dentist. In fact, 40% of Americans don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. The number one reason? Fear. Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we've been doing intravenous sedation since 1985, and we offer several sedation options, so we're certain we can help you. Want to be sedated for a filling? We do that. Want to be sedated for a cleaning? We do that. How about a root canal or a crown? We can sedate you for those too. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko. A lot of people ask me if I'm accepting new patients. They know I've been practicing for 34 years, so they assume I'm not. Well, guess what? They're wrong. I do accept new patients. After all, if I'm doing my job correctly, I get my patients healthy, so all they need is routine exams, cleanings, and the occasional filling or two. So that leaves me free to take care of you. So yes, I do accept new patients, and I would love to treat you, your family, and your friends. Give my office a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Hi, I'm Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. I flew all the way to Columbus to have Dr. Kvitko do my cosmetic dentistry, and I am so happy with the results. Thanks, Dr. Kvitko. You're the best. Just so you know, I'm going to come back to have you do my regular dental care, too. I can't wait.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We have four callers on the line. We have, in no special order. In fact, I'm going to mix up the order. We have Lucinda, Becky, Alice, and Pam. And so, hey, Charlene, would you please pick three numbers between one and four?
Three numbers between one and four?
Yeah.
One, three, four.
Okay. One, three, and four. So let's go to number one. That would be Pam. Hey, Pam, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good. Hey, thank you for tuning in. Do you have the answer?
I think it's all of the above because it was definitely more than one of them.
That is right. It is all of the above. Would you like the flowers or one of these two books?
Oh, my gosh. I love books.
Okay.
But I'm going with the flowers.
Okay. All right. Well, hang on and bear with us because we have to talk to some other callers. But my producer will be back to you to get the info, okay?
Okay.
And then let's go to Lucinda. Lucinda, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for calling. And did you also have the correct answer?
It's all of the above.
That is right. And would you like the book Lori or the book Murder Across the Ocean? I can tell you Lori is the first in the series.
I would like to have Lori.
Okay. And so that means Becky, you're going to get Murder Across the Ocean, okay? And I know we don't have her. Oh, there she is. Okay, Becky. Well, hey, thank you guys for all calling in. And Alice, call next week because you were the only one that didn't win this week, but you know how to call back, right? Okay. So, hey, Charlene, let me give that back to my producer. So that was okay. Fun. And I know, that's right. We need to find out, I think your publicist said the people need to let us know if they want a hard copy or an ebook. So we'll just send you that email later after we've talked to the winners, right?
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
Okay. So now, what was I going to say? Okay, now you mentioned that, you know, they kind of went away from the dentist thing, but as I was reading the book, you really didn't, because there was one part in there, excuse me, this guy Anthony Hyundai, he was a small-time criminal, and apparently stole a car from Heathrow's long-term parking lot,
right,
and guess what?
Right.
It happened to belong to a dentist.
Okay. Well, I have to get it in there every once in a while.
So
you know, it's my part of my life.
Well, I know, and I'm thinking that that's how people are going to know if it's really a Charlene Wexler novel, is if there's a dentist mentioned somewhere.
Okay.
Right?
You can't. I'm just, I was trying to think of one of the producers, directors that was in every one of his movies. You know, it was just a shot.
Right. I can't think of it either, but it'll be a little bit like Carol Burnett tugging on her ear in every episode to say hi to her grandmother.
Right. Okay.
So anyway, if there's a dentist mentioned, it could be Charlene Wexler. All right. Now, is there somebody in your life named Lori that's special to you?
I didn't quite catch your...
Oh, is there somebody named Lori that's in your life that is special to you since Lori was
Oh, named Lori.
Yeah.
Not really. I have about 4 different Loris in my life.
Oh, okay.
So then I can make them all think the book was written after them.
Oh, that's...
I just sort of like the name. I just kind of pick names out of the... You know, what sounds good or I like.
Okay.
Somebody told me I must like the letter J because I have a lot of names with J in it.
Oh, okay.
And then I happen to
notice that Lori, the main character, is a 70-year-old woman, and I'm thinking you might be real close to that. Is that right?
Yes, I'm 71. But Lori actually starts out in her
20s. Yeah, in the book, Lori.
In the book, Lori, and we follow her.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, each book can stand alone. You don't have to read both of them. But if you do, you have a better understanding because some of the same characters are in there.
In Murder Across the Ocean.
Right.
Right.
And Lori actually starts out as a young girl believing in the happily ever after.
Right.
Idea.
I remember.
And then life kind of hits her with all kinds of problems.
Yes. And then they're also talked about in Murder Across the Ocean.
Right. There's some background in that. And in Murder Across the Ocean, I introduce her granddaughter, Kate. And I'm hoping to, you know, I've started on another book called Kate.
Oh.
You know, it'll take off. We've got Lori is getting old. You know?
Oh, I see.
So we have to work on her granddaughter now, who's a fiery, strong character.
And Kate with a C.
Right. Kate with a C.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to let my listeners know that Charlene is live on the phone, and if anyone has questions for her, they're welcome to call in, and we'll put you on the air, and you can ask them. That's okay, right, Charlene?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay. So let me ask you, where can people find your books?
My book is on Amazon, both in an e-book and in a paperback. And it's in several bookstores. It's also on Barnes & Noble and Smash Words and probably all over the internet, any internet. You can get it as an e-book.
Okay.
And it's in some of the bookstores, not all of them yet.
Just the good ones, right?
Right, just the good ones. But we're working on that.
Okay. Well, I think, you know what? I think I see my producer still actively talking to folks, so I was going to go to a break, but we don't have to yet. So let's, now.
Okay. I did want to mention, you know, besides being to all the areas, on September 11th, 1981, after a 4.5-year struggle, I lost a son to leukemia.
Oh.
And so much of my writing has been on this theme, and my original writing was very depressing. And then I kind of worked out and found fiction and realized that if I don't write about him but make it a different character, I can write it.
Oh.
And really move out with it.
So part of this is we want to remember him.
So Lori does have a child. He has Lori in the book, Lori meets all kinds of problems. And one of the main ones is an alcoholic husband.
Right.
But she does have a seriously ill daughter. And that comes from going through it myself.
Wow. Okay.
So I didn't want, you know, to explain on what it's like to go through having a seriously ill child and what it does to a family.
Yes, yes.
So that's a good part of it, too.
But okay.
Because it's fiction, I was able to just run away with it and mm-hmm. come up with a lot of other problems and how she solves them.
That's really cool. And so this helps you remember that child,
right.
just like you do in the book. And, you know, while we're on it, if I can, and first of all, you know what? We have a caller. Let's go to the phone lines. Donna, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. I have a question that I can't see very well to read, but I would love to read her book, so I've been using audiobooks. Does she have any plans for making it, or are they on audio now?
They're not on audio yet, but I have been talking to my helper, and we're going to get them on audio.
Oh, cool. So,
great.
Any idea how soon?
Pardon me?
Any idea how soon that will happen?
I'm working on it right now.
Okay. So maybe you know what? Either we can check your website, or maybe if your publicist thinks of it, he could send me an email when they're available, and I can let my people know.
Oh, okay, great.
Will that work?
Thank you.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, Charlene, hang with us. We have to go to a break. We have Charlene Wexler, author of several books. Primarily, though, today we're referring to Lori and Murder Across the Ocean. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we pride ourselves in being a one-stop shop, and we find our patients really appreciate it. Let's face it, no one likes being sent all over town for various procedures, and yet that is what happens at most dental offices. Need a root canal? We do that. Need a dental implant placed? We do that. Need gum surgery, wisdom teeth removed, or your teeth straightened? We do those as well. Why not give us a try? Call us at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il dottor Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko. I'm intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in my vocabulary. I just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume that high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains, but with us, you get my 34 years of experience and my unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry about your size. She says boys like a little more booty to hold.
And we're back. We are with Charlene Wexler. She is an author, a former dental office bookkeeper, and she's written several books, one named Lori. When they murder across the ocean, there was murder on Skid Row, and oranges and apples, I think it was. No, milk and oranges. Milk and oranges. Yeah, I read it. I just forgot the name. All right. So now, I have to say, so we've already established that you're about the same age as the main character, at least in the murder across the ocean, because the other one starts at a younger age. And so I'm reading this, and you wrote some, like, pretty racy stuff. There are some scenes that a racy and language that's full of four-letter words. It's like, how did your kids react when they read this book? It's like, did they go, Mom, or did they go, Grandma?
Well, to be truthful, my husband, he hasn't read it. And my son said he hasn't gotten to it. I think these dentists just want to read, you know, they don't read fiction.
Dental journals.
They read technical.
You're right. I'm like that.
And I've written probably 60 short stories and articles and essays. And those I can get them to read because they're short.
Uh-huh.
So far, but I did have some friends that read it ahead of time, and they said, oh, great, don't get rid of it. I wondered if I should get rid of it or not. But this book, I kind of ventured off in a different direction.
See.
It got some real, you know, gory murder things in there and some sex scenes.
Yes.
You know, to help sell it.
Yes.
To go in another direction.
And I think it's going to work.
And then the characters, I mean, in Murder Across the Ocean, I had two older characters, Lori and the Jeffrey
Gould
from Scotland Yard.
Jeffrey Gould, right?
Right. And they kind of have a calm, you know, attraction to each other. And then we have the fiery young ones in their 20s. That are more like today's world.
So something for everybody.
Right.
There's rape, and there's murder, and there's robbing, and there's all kinds of stuff.
Right.
And
this was a little different, but I ended up, you know, I have a friend, a couple of friends that write murder mysteries. And like I said, I kind of ventured out in a new direction, kind of truer to life. Maybe it's all this news that gives, you know, got me going.
So if your husband ever reads it, you're probably in trouble.
Right.
He's going to go, wait a minute, I don't remember that. Who are you describing?
Right. Well, it's fiction.
Oh, that's your answer. I get it.
A good mind that goes off. You know, I said I started to write fiction anyway because I can't remember anything in my 70s. So I can make it all up and go off in wonderful directions without it having to be checked out. And true.
So, you know, this reminds me of people who say that they are hard of hearing. Like, I'll have patients, they'll come in and they'll say, I don't hear out of this ear, or I'm really hard. And literally, I'll have to sometimes yell at them. But I guarantee you, if I were to say something like a snide remark, like, can you believe her hairdo? She'd hear that. So, in your case, you can just say it's fiction.
Right. It's fiction.
Now, you do such a good job of explaining every little detail, which I know is, you know, what authors do. But, for instance, here's one. It says, approaching the table, the server smoothed back a piece of her hair from her face, took out her pad and pen. And it's like, see, I would have just wrote, our server came by. And you give me this mental picture of this woman who comes and she flips her hair up because it was kind of hanging in her face and she's ready to take your order, and that's so clear. But I kind of expected you that when you, when Lori, which I kind of think of as you, but when Lori got up and, you know, took a shower and brushed her teeth, I expected you to describe the toothbrush.
Oh, okay. Well, you gave me, you know, an idea. I better do a better job in getting my dental. Should have had her.
Yes, it was like a, you know, like a Crest, you know, whatever.
Right.
Or a Crest rotary brush.
Pay more attention to my dental. Right. Next time I'm going to have her floss.
Okay, yeah, that's right. There was absolutely no flossing going on in this book.
You're right.
And I guess, again, your husband hasn't read it, so he won't know.
Right, but I can surely tell you've read it, which is very nice. Thank you.
Oh, well, thanks for sending them. Yeah. No, and you're right. I would not normally have read a book like this, but it was good, and I recommend it. I really do. My wife, when she's, you know, I was reading it, she wants to read it next, so she gets it next.
Okay,
so it looks like we have, oh, shoot, we're done. I have to go. Hey, thank you so much for being on my show. It's been really cool. Maybe we can do it again sometime, and you have a great day, okay?
You too.
Okay.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
You're very welcome. All right, so let me just see. Next week, we will have either a Teeth Across America episode from Orlando, a Teeth Across America episode from the Berger, Westfald, and Heath Farms, or a special return guest in the studio with me. Be sure to tune in and find out which. And make sure you join me every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Bye-bye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.